Welcome back to the CMT, the Country Music Tea, the premier, the only country music pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Maddie. This is my assistant, Frank. And wow, Frank, for those watching at home, new studio, new backdrop. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of a different vibe. Don't you feel a little different?
Yeah, these chairs are so much better.
They're better?
Yeah.
I'm actually having a tough time over here. I'm really engaging my core. I liked the other ones better, but anything for Frank.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I just feel a little more laid back. I'm going to talk slower.
Oh, God.
Guests are going to be on. This is going to become an ASMR podcast.
No, this is going to be used at the Yale University Sleep School, like in their studies, like how fast they can put people to sleep.
No, I'll try to. I'll let my body be relaxed, and I'll try to be the opposite of that, whatever that is.
Act like there's like a voice. Patagonia sale after this that you have to get to, so you need to just like talk really fast. Honestly, this episode, this is going to be hard to get through because I'm actually mad at you. So it's like I'm trying to like, you know, put on a brave face and just like do what my family does best, where you just stuff everything deep, deep down inside. You never talk about it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just like having a hard time because you've really like caused issues in my marriage now.
Is this the thermostat?
Yes. So after last week's episode, you know, we shoot this in my home. So I'm generously opening my home to you, giving you chips and salsa on the rag.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Pico de gallo, actually. Mm-hmm. And my husband, so a little backstory. A lot of times, you know, I like to move things. I like things to be in their place. So if there's a bottle of vitamins sitting on the counter, it's like, no, that goes in the vitamin drawer. And then my husband Seth will come out and be like, where's the vitamins? And I'll be like, I don't know, I didn't move them. And he's like, well, I didn't move them. So either the ghost did, or our son is an actual prodigy and he got up, got on the counter and moved these vitamins. So, but that always happens where I'm like, no, I didn't move the vitamins because I'm just doing everything in such a fury. Like, I don't remember every little thing that I move and put away every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the backbone of this household.
Mm-hmm.
So we go upstairs and it's 72 degrees where we are a crisp 68 to 69. Like that has to be the degrees up there. A, because it's most comfortable to sleep. And B, that's the like best situation for babies to sleep in. So now you've not only harmed my marriage, but you've harmed the health of my son. And he's like, why did you touch the thermostat? And I'm like, I didn't. Now this is like after our son went to sleep, so it's all in hushed tones. I'm like, I didn't touch the thermostat. And he's like, yes, you did touch the effing thermostat. I'm like, no, I didn't touch the effing thermostat. Like, it was literally a mess. And I was like, I swear in my life that I didn't. And then like it escalated to, it was like, I swear in our son's life. And he's like, you shouldn't be swearing in our son's life. And I'm like, but that's how serious I am. So then we both kind of sat there and were mad at each other. And it was like a movie. We were like, Frank. So, because Frank, every episode, which I don't think you said it today, which you probably touched my thermostat, comes in and complains that my home is too cold. And that's because he has low iron that he will not address.
I don't have low iron. I eat all of my meals are cooked in cast iron skillets. Trying to get a lodge cast iron sponsorship right now.
Yeah.
But they're all cooked in cast iron skillets. I probably have high iron. Your house is just really fucking cold.
It's not though. This is
I keep our house at 68 or 69 when we're sleeping, but during the day, you gotta bump that up. What are your electric bills?
They're none of your business. That's how expensive they are. And like, I don't come into your home and change things. I go into your home, I take my shoes off, I tiptoe around, like.
Well, you know, I feel like I know you guys well enough that I was like, well, we'll just change the thermostat.
Okay, we do know each other well enough. So next time I'm over, I'm just take some cash out of your wallet. Like, we're friends. Like, you don't mind. So yeah, I'm just like a little mad at you.
Actually, I was adding cash to your wallet because I bumped the.
But you're taking years off my life because then I'm sitting there stressed. Like, oh, great. Now we're
gonna. Oh, yeah. Seth, because so I, for the viewers at home, or listeners at home, I did this
once. The Christians
once.
At home.
I did this once, and then Maddie and Seth had their fight, and Maddie texts me at like 10:30 at night, and is like, did you change the thermostat? And I was like, yes, it was me. And then the following week, I changed the one downstairs.
Wow.
And Seth texted me and he said, if you ever touch my thermostat again, I'll fucking murder you.
Wow.
So he was pretty upset about
because
it.
Because his studio is downstairs, that's where he works. And there's, we added a door there to like close that off. So there's really poor ventilation. So it already smells like hot, sweaty balls in that room when the air so is at 69. So he was literally so bad. Boiling.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So this might be a little awkward for the listeners at home because it's just like, there's tension. It's our friendship is, it's on the rocks right now.
I mean,
now.
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, glad that you are fine. Mm-hmm. Anything new and noteworthy in your life? Or are you just going to say no?
I built an outhouse this weekend in 100 degree weather. It was
very Shrek of you. What is this outhouse for? I believe so you have indoor plumbing.
I did mention the Swift family reunion.
Yes, yes, yes.
That we're hoping Taylor Swift shows up at.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at Molly's family farm, mm-hmm. and there's going to be like 150 people there. And that's too much shit for their septic system. So her dad was like, we're building an outhouse. And picked the hottest weekend of the summer.
So you built like the frame?
Yeah.
Is it a hole in the ground? What's the exit strategy here?
Yeah, basically, they're just going to dig a big hole in the ground and you put the outhouse over the hole. That's how it works.
It's giving Shrek. Did you do a little moon in the door?
He's planning on cutting. We didn't finish the door, okay. But yeah.
Wow.
He's planning on cutting a moon in the door.
Cute.
So yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for asking what's going on in my life. I guess I'll ask myself. my sister's in town this week. She's watching my son right now. Yeah. So that's been very fun. You know, a little something extra. We went to the farmer's market today. People are like, you're not country. Oh, really? Were you out supporting the farmers today? Because I was. We supported them.
Was it hot out there?
Surprisingly not. I mean, we were under shade, so it was good.
You know, sorry, this is kind of off topic. Well, on topic. I asked that because yesterday it was like 95 degrees out. Molly and I were driving. I don't know where we were going to get Thai food or something like that. And it was 5 o'clock-ish. And we're going for the early bird special. And
honestly, I didn't flinch. Like, that's when we eat dinner. Yeah. So.
And it was like 95 out. And there was this lady walking her black lab on the black concrete. Mm. It's like.
Did you call PETA?
I wanted to roll down my window and yell at her. Because, like.
Yeah.
They say.
A dog just walked by. Well. Get him, Frank.
It was just like, do people not realize like that your dog can't, like if you can't take your shoes off and walk on the concrete, your dog shouldn't be doing that
but
either.
I feel like it's very new. It's kind of like being like a vegan or
what, caring about your dog is new?
Yeah, honestly, like I've never heard about that my whole life. It's like being keto or something. It's like all of a sudden all the rage to not let your dog like go on a walk in the heat. So maybe she just hadn't heard yet. Maybe she has like a flip phone and she didn't know.
Yeah, maybe I should make some flyers.
You should.
You know, and then educate. When I see people, I can hand them out to them.
Honestly, it is like really hot. Like, let's not leave our animals outside because, except my dog, who is literally on a suicidal mission. Like, Akira, the big fluffy white one, she just wants to be outside roasting and toasting all day.
Well, you know.
We have to like drag her inside.
Yeah, so for all you dog walkers out there, pay attention.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Or Frank's going to yell at you. Nothing I'll like a man putting down the window of his car and yelling at a woman walking. That's great. Should we get into the stories?
Let's do it.
It's a very slow week in country music, but it's refreshing after the absolute hell storm that we went through last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, Frank...
is still raging.
It's no, basically. It is still raging, but at some point, like... we're adding fuel to the fire, or everyone's adding fuel to the fire, because Jason Aldean's song, it was his first Billboard number one.
Yeah, well,
So all you have to do is...
No press is bad press.
My gosh. All you have to do is be polarizing, annoying, and controversial, and you'll have success. So we need to start putting out music that is just like shock value, you know?
Yeah.
I think it would be the best for our musical careers. Yeah, my mom's
like, I listen to your podcast. Guess you don't like Jason Aldean, huh?
What are you talking about? This is a Jason Aldean podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We just love Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you want to know something really funny? So I posted the TikTok clip of us saying like, no, Jason Aldean, like he didn't write that song. He can't write. He can't read. And I was cackling because I wrote the comment like Jason Aldean did not write Try That in a Small Town, but I spelled Aldean wrong. I like a typo. Like I didn't. And then someone commented and said, neither can the person who posted this.
Pretty good.
I was like, oh, you got me. Like, honestly, that's like a good comment. That's a funny comment, you know? That's,
yeah, I mean, I honestly don't mind like haters if their comments are funny.
Yeah. Don't just be like, you're ugly. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like we need real.
Yeah, it's gotta
really
be funny.
Get us, attack us, you know? It's gotta mm-hmm. be like funny and cute and smooth. But yeah, let's get into the stories. Sort of lighthearted vibes, I guess. I don't know. We'll start with something lighthearted. Okay.
Okay.
So Craig Morgan enlists in the Army Reserve live on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. He's excited to once again serve his country. So Craig Morgan, I literally opened for him when I was like 16.
Really?
Yeah.
I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. That's him. Fucking love that song.
So did everyone just turn the podcast off when Frank did that? Or just me? Yeah, I opened for him. It was just like a one-off show in my hometown when I was a wee bit little girl before my stretch marks. It's great. Pre-stretch Exciting. Marks. But yeah, he announced it at the Grand Ole Opry. He sang a bunch of songs. And then he went backstage, did a little costume change, got into his Army uniform, and he did his oath like right there and then live. I know. It was very Beyonce of him.
Yeah.
To just like...
Costume change, mid-set.
Just switch it up. So yeah, I don't know what it says about the future of his music career, but he had previously served 17 years. So he's going back. He said Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
But it was on Saturday.
Well, you know, I think it works for his. It's all part of his, it's all part of his brand.
But like, I feel like the Army like probably doesn't let you like release music. Sometimes they don't even let you call your family.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be in the stew.
Do they get like part of his publishing now?
Maybe. I don't know. But like, honestly,
they get royalties now?
Probably. They own the Masters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's going to have great healthcare now. So maybe he'll get some like inspiring stories.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cute. And like, what a unique way to do it. Like standing out at the Opry. Because, you know, it's not like Craig Morgan. He's having like a number one hit every week on the charts. So this was kind of cute way for him to just like bump up in the news.
Yeah.
And do something great for us.
I'm sure all the people at the Opry were like, yes.
Oh, standing oh.
Yeah.
To the gods.
Yeah. I know he's had a sort of a rough like last decade because his son died boat accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
which
had it
is,
tough.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
But I'm glad he's finding his purpose or a new purpose or a new passion.
Yeah.
I've always liked him. Yeah, he's never personally done anything to me except when I opened. He did punch me in the face backstage. Just kidding. No, he seems like a truly American man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll start with the good news and then I guess we'll just go downhill a little. Jimmy Allen announces a comedy tour amid the sexual assault lawsuits. So the country singer was sued by two women for sexual assault and abuse earlier this year. He's since filed counter claims. But now he's planning to do a comedy tour this fall. So he just kind of dropped this graphic on, what's it called again? Instagram. And his comedy tour, it's called I Said What I Said.
I didn't realize that he was a comedian.
This is the thing. It's really, really brave to go out and do a comedy tour when you're not funny at all. Like, it's like, wow, really putting himself out there. It obviously got a lot of negative reactions.
Yeah. Interesting. Did tickets go on sale yet for it?
No, not as of when this article came up, because it's still like dates are coming soon.
Oh.
So it's going to be very interesting to see. The title, I Said What I Said, and like he's in the picture, he's like, oops.
Oops.
Like, sir, read the room? Maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Very strange.
When I read that, I was just kind of shocked. I'm like, every interview I've seen of him, like, I've never been like, man, that guy seems kind of funny. It's like, he just seemed whatever.
Like, no.
I don't know.
What do you think is more difficult, being trying to like break through and make it in like as a musician or a singer or as a stand-up comedian?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of parallels. Have you ever watched the show Crashing on HBO? I guess it's called Max now, whatever.
No, I only watch High School Musical 1, 2, and 3.
It's with Pete Holmes, and it talks about like, it's sort of a, I don't know, it's a show about becoming a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, there's a lot of parallels between this and being a musician or songwriter or something. So I feel like they're both treacherous.
Yeah, they're treacherous. They're dark. They're difficult. But there's also people that literally like work in the coal mines. So
yeah,
we have to.
I mean, it's definitely like, it's less like, all you have to do, I feel like maybe there's less monetary investment when you're a stand-up comedian, because you don't like have to buy a guitar or pay for like demos. You just go and grab a mic and
jeans, tell some shit jokes
and hope it goes well.
Yeah, but I feel like comedians, they kind of like drink a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian and I'm drunk right now. So. Yeah, I don't know. Both dark worlds, but... could be worse. You could be a funeral director.
There's some happy funeral directors. They like their jobs a lot.
Shout out to Charles Castillo. Like, he is friend of the family, friend of the podcast, and he's a funeral director. But that's a tough job.
Yeah.
I'd rather like go be a singer-songwriter every day and be like, no one likes my music. Then that is like a very heavy job. But shout out Charles. All right. Next. Are you a Tyler Childers fan?
I am now.
Frank, are you an ally?
I guess.
Are you over there farting or are you just going to keep moving in the chair?
This leather chair.
Really, Frank, now we've
done It's very comfortable, but it's noisy.
Chairs now. It kind of seems like the common denominator between that chair and this chair is that your ass is in it. I've adjusted. I'm not having any issues.
Well, I thought I was maybe bumping the microphone and I didn't want it to. Is it messing with it, Kyle? Okay.
Okay. Do you need to like adjust or do anything before we get into this next story?
It's just this side, all right?
I just feel like you want something to complain about. You think it makes you like,
I wasn't saying anything. You're the one who brought it up.
You don't have to say something for me to know something's wrong.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you, clearly an ally of the LGBTQ plus community.
Well, I just think that, like, I don't know, Tyler Childers has...
like, is it Childers? I've always said Childers.
I don't know. Childers. I think it's Childers.
Oh, sorry. I'm just from upstate New York.
You said Childers?
Childers.
Yeah. Tyler, the way that Kyle laughed at that, I don't think
it's
that's
not
right.
Childers?
Childers.
Childers.
Like Childers.
Okay, but like,
that totally clears it up for you.
Childers.
Huh?
I wasn't, but like, it's spelled child. Ers.
No.
But children. I don't know. Honestly, I never, like, I've heard some of his music because he's like literally everywhere. Like, I can't go to Publix without, like, he's around, he's there. And it's kind of like, very like folky country, right?
Yeah, and it's like Texas country-ish. Yeah,
which
Americana
is,
country.
I'm, you know, like, I'm just an enigma wrapped in a riddle. Like, I'm listening to Dua Lipa. I'm listening to Carrie Underwood. I'm listening to Lady Gaga. I'm listening to Miranda Lambert. Like, I'm just so all over the map. Like, I'm just so unique, like my mm-hmm. taste in music. Yeah. So he's like a little folky for me, or a little like acoustic guitar-y. And you know, acoustic guitars make me ill. Yeah. So, but I've heard of his popular hits, but he is in the news. He's a buzzin' everywhere. So Colton Hayes and U star James Scully star as ill-fated lovers in the emotional new Tyler Childers music video.
You got it.
So the song's called In Your Love. What do you think of the songs?
The songs?
Okay. What do you think of the song? Period.
I thought it was...
Question mark.
I mean, I just watched it, watched the music video and listened to the song, and it got me.
So you saw the music video first?
Yeah, so I didn't hear the song before I saw the music video.
Interesting. That's how I experienced it too, because I heard about this like from the news. But I'm sure that real Tyler Childers fans heard the song and then the music video came out. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, so.
Which I did. I tried to. I mean, the music video was so good that I listened to it, or I watched it again to try to listen to the song. And I just got sucked right back into the video again. But I think the song is pretty great too.
It truly is a great song, but I love that like we had music video controversy last week, music video controversy this week. So according to Country People, grab the nearest tissue box. Oh, I'm sorry, you're not listening to People Country? Okay. because I can't say Childers. It's Childers. Okay. Tyler Childers' latest music video is a certified tearjerker. The singer-songwriter, 32 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
Released a music video for his new single, In Your Love, on Thursday, and the clip is an emotional deep dive that tells the love story of two male coal miners. Look at us talking about the coal miners, justice for the coal miners, who found love while working in Appalachia in the 1950s. I wonder if it's a true story. So in the flashback, viewers watch as Hayes and Scully fall in love at work, go on secret dates in the forest, where they pick up four-leaf clovers. So it's great. It's beautiful. It's stunning. And of course, people have got to ruin it. People have a lot of issues that it's two men.
Of course they do.
In love. Mm-hmm. So I actually found a very interesting statement. I don't know who said this because I saw it on Reddit. And the name is blocked out of the person that posted it on Facebook. Have you ever heard of Facebook?
Mm, yeah.
It was like this really like old situation. So it's if you fell in love with a Tyler Childers song about drinking moonshine, womanizing, and getting higher than the grocery bill, because that's what his other songs are about.
Okay.
And you know all the words to the song, but the belt buckle making impression on the inside of her thigh and being too effed up to get back home. And you're cool with a song about wanting to go to hell with his friends if he can't take his hounds to heaven. But a love songs music video featuring a gay Appalachian couple makes you clutch your pearls and yell about religion. And it's not about your religion at all, is it? So, to this, like, mystery woman, let's be real, like, a woman wrote that. I kind of agreed. Not kind of, I did.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful music video. And it's, like, just the dichotomy of Jason Aldean's absolute trash music video that he put up compared to that. And it's, like,
I don't watch a ton of music videos, but that was probably the best music video I've seen in a long time. Just like the story that went along with it.
Yeah.
And it
was like beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Like, you know what it kind of gave? The Dan and Shay, the Drive, like teaser, where it's like they look tastefully dirty. Like, you know, it's just their skin. It's like they're sweating. They're like a little dirty. And it's just like chef's kiss. I don't know.
I think that Tyler Childers has way more balls than anybody in
I've heard he does have three.
That's not him. Does he have three balls?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know his ball situation. I can't even pronounce his last name.
I met people that have three balls.
Same.
So anyways, I think that he has more balls than like all of commercial country music, because none of them would have...
Yeah.
They'd never be able to do something like this, because it'd be like, oh, what about the lashback? And he was just
the lashback. Oh my God. Not the lashback.
Whatever.
Love it. I'm just sorry. You mess with my thermostat, I'll mess with you.
Okay. Anyways.
No, it's okay. Back to this beautiful music video.
No, it's just like, and I really respect that he like had the courage to make a video like that. And he's like, I don't really care what people think. This means something to me and I'm going to do it.
You know, I guess you really could say the same thing about Jason Aldean. Like,
I guess
he had the courage to make something like that. He didn't care what people think. He didn't care that it was like, man, this is racist and terrible. I'm still going to do it. The dichotomy. You know what we need? We need a Marin and Tyler Childers collab. Is there one?
There could be. I don't know.
That'd be kind of cute.
But yeah, I thought like the whole story behind the music video was like that they sort of wove into it.
Yeah.
Was really awesome. I mean, it was great storytelling.
Yeah.
Not just the song.
And cinematic. The song's good. The writing's good. The production's good. The video's great. Love story.
Yeah.
Hot guys. And just cinematically beautiful.
So yeah, 10 out of 10. And I read all the YouTube comments.
Frank, you've got to. I guess your life is so like you just float on air. I guess you do need a little negativity. You need to shake it up a little
bit. No, I like to read the YouTube comments because I feel like the internet is maybe not as harsh as it used to be. Parts of it are, but the comments on this video were overwhelmingly positive. I didn't
really.
I was expecting to see somebody be like, what the hell is this? But there really wasn't a lot of that. I want to read my favorite comments.
Oh my gosh. Okay, look at Frank, like coming prepared.
Okay.
But like, what part of the internet are you on that it's like positive? Are you on playing Club Penguin?
I mean, I watch a lot of like chiropractic videos and hoof trimming videos. I'm into the whole like, you know, ASMR. For people that don't know that what that is, like my parents, it's not like a porn thing. It's just like a...
it could be.
yeah, I guess it could be. Anyways, back to the comments.
Yeah, yeah.
At AdamBR25, I liked this comment. I've lived in Kentucky my whole life and have never seen myself represented in country music. My partner passed away November 2020 and this hits me hard. Thank you. That's legit.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of...
It matters.
Of that demographic, like country music, there's people like that that come from all over.
Could you imagine being a gay guy in Kentucky?
Yeah, and they don't get represented.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, country music for the last 15 years has just been like, hey, let me tell you about the cool shit I'm going to do in the next 5 minutes and all the hot girls I have.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it's been. And this one's a little more, this person's kind of standing on a soapbox right here, but I kind of like it too.
You know what? But who knows? They could be an accountant. Give them their moment.
I don't
Go
know
ahead.
Who the, I forgot about the username, but Tyler Childers has been one of the greatest musicians, song creators, and storytellers for over 15 years now. Judging from many of the commenters here, y'all just discovered Tyler 3 days ago because of this song about two gay guys. He has been writing the most detailed, heartfelt, amazing, and wide-ranging songs on all kinds of subjects for a good long while. Seems to be pretty narrow-minded to presuppose that just because someone is country, small town, is Appalachian, is from Kentucky, and is from a dirty little coal mining area automatically pigeonhole his music as racist, homophobic, and expect him to act like and think like your idea of some backwoods hillbilly redneck. Perhaps check those assumptions at the door, open up your mind, and face your prejudices as well. You didn't like that comment?
But, okay, but like honestly, like why am I being yelled at for like facts? Like that's the country music reputation. So now I'm being not open-minded by believing that the people that are not open-minded are being open-minded?
What?
Aren't they saying like you're being closed-minded being like, wait, there's country music that's not about like being closed-minded?
They were just basically saying like, don't get mad about this. Like you need to be open-minded about
No, I feel like they're saying, like, how dare you think that Tyler Childers is going to be, like, a closed-minded dude just because all other country music is closed-minded. Like, if the boot fits, literally. But, okay, I guess I get it. I think I'm just mad and tired, and I haven't eaten much today. I haven't had much protein. Oh, my God, I didn't eat lunch.
Mm.
That's what it is. Okay, but this situation has, like, opened me to be like, Alexa, play Tyler Childers. She's like, who is that? Same with Siri. Like, I'm opening my home to Tyler. Tyler, you're invited. Come on in.
No, yeah. I mean, even without the music video, I thought the
Yeah, song his was music great. Makes me want to, like, make bread from scratch. You know? It really does. Okay, gorgeous. Well, I think we should end it here because I am hungry and my feet are falling asleep. But amazing time. Thank you guys so much for listening, watching. Thank you for commenting and subscribing because I know that you are. Frank, have a nice life.
Backwards handshake.
Bye.
Have a nice life, everyone.